today on 4CA. John McKenzie, 1300 872911.
This is totally unexpected. The pleasure. You might have heard me a couple of days ago talking with Ken Harley up there in Murray Barat about a planned visit by the state member for Burdekin, but much more importantly, the Shadow Minister of Police and Corrective Services, Dale Last. Now, he was arriving yesterday, as you might have heard, the plane was late or whatever, so I couldn't talk to him yesterday, but he's just arrived in studio. So we're going to hear about his experience walking the streets of Murray yesterday. Fundamentally, it was a meet and greet. Fundamentally, a situation where he says, I've got to find out what's going on in that town because they're screaming out for help. And are they what? And why wouldn't they be? So I'm pleased he's dropped into the studio. Dale Last, welcome.
Good morning, John. Great
to be here. So pleased to see you picking up on the messages being transmitted by the people of Murray saying, we need help. What did you find yesterday?
Well, look, I have to say that I was quite shocked. It's probably the worst graffiti and vandalism that I've seen in a long, long time in that community. They are absolutely tearing that community apart. They are running rampant in that community, and the business owners and the residents that I met with yesterday up there have now got to the stage where they genuinely fear for their safety. They fear that these kids are now running amok, have taken control of their community and doing whatever they like.
Fundamentally, let's cut to the chase here. Not only is it happening, but it's allowed to continue to happen virtually untrampled, this appalling behaviour. Not just Mareeba, by the way. We've got it in Cairns. They've got it in Townsville. You would know because you're just on the edge of Townsville. Talk to us about what is fundamentally wrong. How has it gone so wrong and how can we start to bring it to an end?
Well, look, when you have a look at what's happening across the state, and particularly up here in the far north, Cairns and communities like Mareeba, the only way to understand it is to look at it and say, well, it's now reached a point where it's completely out of control, where they have lost control of this juvenile crime problem. Cairns, unfortunately, already is on track for the worst year on record in terms of crime committed by these juvenile offenders. It cuts right back to early intervention. It's departments not working collaboratively together. They're still working in silos. It's about resourcing. I know the police are out there doing the best they can. They're locking these kids up day in, day out. But that needs to be supported and underpinned by good, solid legislation and policy. And that's not there in place at the moment. If you have a look at that GPS tracker trial that the government implemented, three bracelets have been utilised across this state since that trial began. And that is an absolute dismal flop. If they're serious about addressing this juvenile crime problem, then they need to get out and about, they need to start listening to the community leaders, and they need to put in place legislation to deal with this issue.
The juvenile justice system in this state is a train wreck.
Completely.
How on earth are you going to start to sort that out? We have a situation here where these thieves, and they're sometimes responsible for a dozen stolen cars, and constantly the revolving door sees them out. The point was made the other day. Sometimes these kids are out before the police officers finish the shift, the arresting police officer finished the shift, and, of course, they're around the corner and stealing another car. This is lunacy.
Absolute brazen behaviour that is escalating. And they're now using knives. We're seeing an increase in armed robberies and serious assaults. They're chasing police vehicles in places like Townsville.
In Townsville, exactly.
Which defies belief that these kids have now got to that stage where they have complete and utter disregard for the laws of this state. And that needs to change. Yeah. There needs to be a line in the sand here, and that needs to change. These kids need to be held to account for their actions. There needs to be consequences. And I've always said, if they're committing those serious offences, then they belong in jail.
Yeah.
They're out there committing armed robberies, serious assaults, dangerous driving. Then the place for them is in jail. Of course we need programs while they're in there, and there needs to be far and away better supervision and rehabilitation when they come out of these.
Don't you think it would be better to get them right away from the community, right away from their background rather than prison? Prison's expensive, any sort of prison. I mean, a conventional prison up here at Lotus Glen is $330 a day per prisoner. surely there's a, well, more effective way and more cost-effective way, because as soon as you go to Parliament, soon as you, for example, if you win an election in a couple of years' time, there's going to be pressures on you not to spend too much money. Well, surely there'd be a more cost-effective way that will actually give these kids skills. When they come out of, for example, somewhere out west, wherever you might put them, they'll have something to go into life with rather than facing a life fundamentally behind bars.
And that is the central tenet of our policy that we will take into the next election, is what you just talked about, a transition program, transition facilities in Queensland, which allow these kids to be taught skills, to be either going to school, undertaking some form of training, being actively engaged. Releasing them from detention centres straight back into the home environment is not achieving anything. Of course, they need to be held to account for their actions. There's no doubt about that. But it's that follow-up that's falling down at the moment. And we're seeing massive increase in staff assaults at Cleveland Youth Detention Centre. They've got problems there. I've just come from the launch of a petition here in Cairns. I was happy to sponsor a petition brought to me by your business community who have had enough. They're fed up. They want something done. They want an inquiry into youth justice and child safety. They want changes to the youth justice laws, and that petition will now be circulating later today across Cairns. I encourage anyone out there to sign that petition, because the Premier will have to respond to that petition when I table it in Parliament.
Just one final point. I'm encouraged by what you're saying. You're actually heading down a direction that people in Far North Queensland know has to be the case. You can't rely on Cleveland. You can't rely on the juvenile justice system at the moment to give us any relief. We had 700-plus stolen cars last year in Cairns. Now they're forecasting 1,400, double the number this coming year, based on what we've seen in January. So that's got to end. I think you're telling me that you've got people focusing on some sort of restraint, some sort of effective action that will see these numbers drastically reduced over maybe 2 or 3 or 4 years?
Oh, look, absolutely. And I'll give you a broad outline of where we're heading. So early intervention, we know who these kids are and we're just not doing enough work at that early age. We know which families they're coming from, the broken homes, etc. So we need to be doing the work there. We need our departments to be working more closely together. We need youth justice, child safety staff to be working 24/7 in support of our police out there in the street. Mm. We need these transition programs at the detention centres so that when they are released, they're going through some sort of program, and that could involve a number of facilities, if you like, across Queensland where these kids could go.
Yeah.
There needs to be some changes. The Premier stood up last year and proudly announced $500 million has been spent in the youth justice space since 2019. And you have to question whether we have seen any value for money out of that announcement.
My God. Must be for oil for the revolving doors in the juvenile justice system courts, because
that's a lot of oil and grease for the hinges on those doors, John.
Can you imagine the victims and what they go through? Sometimes these stolen cars, because people are doing it tough, don't have insurance. They've just started paying them off. They're trashed, they're gone, and they have to continue paying, making the repayments on a car they don't even have access to.
I have those cases.
And the kids walk past the front door and sneer and laugh at them, and these are the people that introduced them to such misery by stealing that vehicle.
That's exactly right. I had a single mum last year, three kids, car wasn't insured, stolen, burnt. She's now trying to get kids to school in taxis. She's having to catch buses to shopping centres to do the grocery shopping. Heartbreaking stuff. And I think out of all of this, the victims are the ones that have been forgotten.
Exactly.
There are victims across our communities who are demanding action and who are being completely overlooked at the moment, and that needs to change.
This is encouraging. Dale, I really appreciate your visit this morning. Thank you.
My pleasure.
There you go. Dale Last there, and he's the state member for Burdekin. This is the important bit. He's for the LNP, the Shadow Minister for Police and Corrective Services. Dale Last. It's 10 to 10.